Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Saudi Arabia has severed diplomatic ties with Iran. It comes less than a day after demonstrators in the Iranian capital stormed the Saudi embassy to protest Riyadh's execution of a prominent Shiite cleric, Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr. He was a prominent critic of Saudi Arabia's ruling royal family. Saudi Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeir announced Sunday that all Iranian diplomats must leave the country within 48 hours. And a rapidly worsening diplomatic crisis erupted Saturday shortly after Saudi officials announced the execution of al-Nimr. 46 others were also executed, triggering international outrage and warning of grave repercussions for the royal family in Saudi Arabia. A 6.7 magnitude earthquake shook remote northeastern India before dawn today near the borders with Bangladesh and Myanmar. AFP is reporting at last note at least 6 people were killed. Dozens more were injured by falling debris and their rush to get out of the buildings. The quake was centered about 30 kilometers northwest of the city of Imphal, capital of Manipur state. Mauritanian authorities are searching for an Islamist militant who escaped from prison where he was awaiting execution for his part in a plot to assassinate President Mohamed Ould Abdelaziz. The unidentified prisoner was arrested in 2011. United States has expressed its deep disappointment in the decision by Rwandan President Paul Kagame to seek a third term in 2017. The decision comes after a December 18th referendum allowing him to have more terms. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump